Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krumrey. It's been nearly 3 decades since the U.S. Forest Service released their first management plan for the Tongass National Forest, and a lot has changed since 1997. During a presentation at the Juneau Economic Development Council's Innovation Summit last week, Southeast Alaska's Deputy Forester Chad Van Ormer said it's time for an update.
The forest plan is really kind of a compass, is how I like to look at it. And it kind of gives a direction on our desired future outcomes.
Van Ormer started his career on Prince of Wales Island just a few years after the original forest plan came out. Back then, there were only about 500,000 cruise ship passengers visiting the Tongass region.
I call it the Field of Dreams because we were doing a lot of build it and they will come. So we were investing a lot of money in building trails and cabins and all sorts of recreation infrastructure for a tourism and recreation industry that was yet to actually arrive.
Now the tourism boom has arrived in full force with 1.7 million visitors last year, and the number of tour guiding businesses in the forest has more than doubled. And time has revealed new threats that will shape the Tongass and the communities that rely on it. Van Ormer said climate resilience planning will be a priority in the new plan.
Climate change wasn't even a thought in the forest plan. It wasn't even really contemplated. And here we are today where it's really frontline headline news. And we have a forest plan currently that doesn't really prepare ourselves for it.
To make a plan that works for the present day, the agency wants to strengthen relationships with community organizers and tribal governments. Van Ormer said the introduction of the Southeast Sustainability Strategy in 2021 set a precedent for that by sending millions in funding to tribal and indigenous organizations for sustainable development projects. Things like forest restoration, trail work, and indigenous cultural education projects. A lot of that work has already begun.
We have multiple crews that are working, doing stewardship on the landscape, but they aren't Forest Service crews. They're local tribal crews or other youth crews. There are other scientists and coming to the table and really wanting to roll up their sleeve and expand the capacity and scope and breadth of the work here on the National Forest.
Van Ormer said the new plan will set the foundation for more projects like that. The Forest Service will spend the next year hosting workshops around Southeast Alaska to gather input on the next version of the plan. It will likely take 2 to 3 more years to finalize it. And after nearly a year of renovations, Juneau's Augustus Brown Pool is finally reopening. KTOO's Clarice Larson attended Friday's reopening and reports that while it doesn't look a lot different, the half-century-old pool is now more energy efficient and accessible for swimmers.
One, two, three.
Yay! More than 50 people gathered outside the downtown pool's front entrance on Friday to witness the ribbon-cutting ceremony and grand reveal of the pool's multi-million dollar renovations. Juneau Parks and Recreation Director George Schaff said without the Juneau community's longstanding support for the more than 50-year-old pool, the renovations wouldn't have been able to happen.
I want to say thank you to the community of Juneau. You showed at the ballot box how important this pool is to you, and we are so excited to have Juneau be back to being a two-pool town again.
Schaff said contractors have spent the last 11 months on upgrades that many swimmers might not notice, like new boilers, electric plumbing, and ventilation. But there are some noticeable changes too, like a resurfaced leisure pool and remodeled locker rooms. The painted tiles that once lined the locker room showers were also replaced with new ones during the renovations, and high-resolution photos of the original 1999 designs now line the lobby. After the ribbon-cutting ceremony concluded, residents were invited inside where Tlingit elders led a blessing of the water. Juneau Douglas High School Yadat Kathle Jr. Elia Yerkes was one of the many who took the chance to walk around and explore the renovations. She said she grew up swimming in the pool and is excited to get back in the water after so long without it.
I always grew up in this pool. My grandfather really likes to swim, and he'd always bring me down here and my cousins, and we just play around, and it's nice having it back open again because I've missed it.
Another person excited to get back in the water is former Assembly member Carol Treem, who was a driving force behind an Assembly appropriation in 2021 that helped fund the $8 million renovation.
I woke up and I said, pool day, pool day, pool day. It's just really great to see this open again and to be on the deck. I haven't been here for so long. I can't wait to dive in the pool. I did bring my swimsuit. Do you think they will let me?
Users will be able to test the new waters during the pool's soft opening Monday, followed by an official grand reopening and community free swim on Saturday. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
Southeast Alaska Native leaders and Chilkat weavers welcomed home a very old Chilkat robe last week. A group of donors bought the robe at a Seattle auction house and through the Burke Museum in Washington, gave it to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute so weavers could study it. Weavers and elders dance into the Shukahit Clan House at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau, pausing to greet a robe lying on a table at the front of the room. They sing to welcome it back to Tlingit Ani. Later, dancers perform a pair of spirit dances to, as the program says, quote, breathe life into the robe and welcome the ancestors home. Weaver Shken Dutan Shken George wears a shakayet. That's a wooden headdress with a form-lined face carved on it. She kneels for a bit behind the robe, seemingly overcome, before getting up to dance.
Honestly, when I got behind it with the shakya on my head and I knelt down, I just started, like, crying. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it just other than it's really moving and unbelievable that it was, I'm right there with this amazing piece that has survived for so long and come home, so, yeah.
The robe is more than 150 years old. It's woven in bold black lines with blue and yellow details and killer whales facing out from the middle. This is the first time the robe has been used in a ceremony for decades, at least. George has traveled to museums to study old Chilkat robes. She says she's never seen one of this design, and that design has more to tell weavers about the robe's history. Weaving instructor Woosh Kindane Da'at Lily Hope is eager to learn from it.
Thank you to SHI for being a good place to take care of our things, to take care of our ancestors, so that we can flip them over and look on the backside.
Yeah. Hope has been teaching dozens of Southeast Alaska weavers. Together, they've doubled the number of robes that have been woven in recent years in the region. But many historic robes are still in private collections or in museums outside Alaska.
We have been weaving Chilkat dancing robes long before these institutions existed, and we will weave them long after we bring our ancestral work home.
Tlingit language professor Khune Lance Twitchell says that weaving, like language, belongs in the future of Tlingit peoples too, not just in the past.
Our culture is forever, our way of life is forever. We see the footprints of our ancestors extending as a trail right in front of us. We intend to follow that trail. The ways and the wisdom and the strength of our ancestors is woven into the things that we wear, these things that become at'u.
At'u are sacred living objects. SHI President Kahani Rosita Whirl says the Tlingit word for art, Atnane, means that an iconic event was visualized on an object.
But then when we brought it through our ceremonies, it then became At'u, the sacred art that has sustained us for thousands of years.
And Haida weaver, Iltsianis Dolores Churchill, says she imagines the weaver behind the robe, what she experienced in her life in the year or more it took to weave this robe, and the knowledge she is now passing down to future weavers.
Our ancestors are going to be teaching us because she learned from the ancestors. And so now she's going to teach us.
For the exit dance, prolific Chilkat weaver Saintine Anna Brown Ellers wears the robe, carefully standing in one place as Southeast Alaska Native leaders and weavers dance around the room and out the door. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 21 degrees and sunny. But snow is on the way starting tomorrow night. We may get up to 6 inches over the course of 24 hours. You're listening to KTOO.